Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Suppress or stabilize the number of new infections, it's still going to take a while before you see a decrease in hospitalizations, a decrease in intensive care, and a decrease in deaths. And in fact, deaths are the last thing that lag. So you could be doing well and having a good effect on mitigation and still see the deaths go up. A guarantee that's exactly what's going to happen in New York City.
All right, so in New York City, we know that is ground zero for the worst of COVID-19, but where else in the United States? New Orleans, unfortunately, has become like a war zone as well, and I feel for my people in Louisiana, and I've talked about that, what it's like for them. There's debate over masks and wearing masks, and what about the economic health? There were more details on that, and when you'll get a check in the mail, if some of you are getting that check in the mail. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hopping on board this show. You can always be a part of it and throw in your two cents whenever you feel like it, frankly, because that's what it's about. You can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. And also, too, certainly give us a jingle if you have something to say, something great that's happening. In fact, we'll have our Clapaholics come out a little bit later for all the people who are doing some amazing things in and around America, in all the nooks and crannies, where they're applauding the healthcare workers in their neighborhoods, where they're showing up for other neighbors who need help and running and getting groceries and making sure everything's okay and checking on people. You know, that's a big thing. If you know people especially who live alone, checking on them is very big. And I've found that through my friends, where I have plenty of married friends, but I have lots of single friends, men and women. And I notice when we set up a call, they linger longer because who are they talking to, right? They, of course, there's plenty of people in their worlds that they can reach out to and all of that. But there is that lonely, isolated feeling, I think, that so many are going through. And it's tough. It's tough to realize that you're grounded. But 90% of America is in the same situation, and the more people stay home, the better off we'll all be. The more chance of survival more of us will have, because this is one situation, we all know it by now, where you have to count on your fellow man, because if they are where they're not supposed to be, or they've got it and somehow you came in contact with them, that's where it spreads. Even football, even an ex-football player, Tony Baselli, warned a club, a famous golf club, country club, in Jacksonville, Sawgrass, that he got it. And he was worried about who came in contact with him, because he came in contact with somebody who had it. And guess what happened to him? You know, he had to get oxygen. He was short of breath. He was in the ICU. So it was not a fun trip for him, obviously, but he survived it. So when we hear the stories of people surviving, that's the best of the best. When we hear the stories of people not making it, where it's a young child, or it's someone who's 18, we heard that story, or it's a couple and they go in the hospital together, one walks out, and then the sad stories about people not being able to say goodbye. Well, we certainly know those. Let's talk about some of the good stories, too, along the way, and we will do that. I've mentioned on this show is about what's happening in your backyard and mine, and the coronavirus is the thing. We're trying to survive, and we will thrive, because we're in this together. Again, we will. And Jovita Canavaras, I think is her name. She is the in charge of small business. She was trotted out today at the White House, and here's what she had to say about the coronavirus and small business and what they're doing.
Small business is the backbone of the American economy, and the president has put the nation's 30 million small businesses front and center in the response effort, and we are working hard to get money to them quickly.
There's a relatively small number of people on those two ships who are going to need medical care in the hospital. I think the accommodations have been made. As the foreign nationals leave, they're going to be leaving on chartered planes. They're not going to come in contact with the general public.
All right, so two things there. One, you have Governor Ron DeSantis. That's the last voice that you heard where they talked about the two ships that were they weren't letting them come into Florida because so many people on the boat were, as he said, foreign nationals. They're all leaving. They're getting them off on planes, et cetera. They're taking care of the people who have to quarantine, and they're docked. And then they took the people off. There was four dead people, at least, on one of the boats, which was so crazy. So you had these two giant cruise ships that were kind of circling around Florida begging to be helped, and then the governor finally figured out a way to do that. And before that, speaking of begging for help and getting bailed out, you know, what is the money, the stimulus, bailing out? And small business is one of those, and that's a good thing because the backbone of this country is small business. Small business, I think I even heard the president say that today, is big business because it is. Often the small business becomes the big business, and this $1 trillion bailout package that turned into an even bigger package because they pumped some more money on that. Remember, it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So the good news is that small businesses are going to be able to, hopefully the ones that qualify, and they're trying to make it so that it's pretty easy to do. It's called, you know, the CARES Act. You should definitely look at this. You can go to, you know, small business, any small business website, obviously in your area you can do it, but the big one, just the SBA, and see what it covers, like the Paycheck Protection Program. That sounds pretty good depending on how many people work for you and what the situation is. The Emergency Economic Injury Grant, a smaller amount of cash to cover you right now. It's just a quick infusion, or the Debt Relief Business or Resource Partners, all kinds of stuff. So I applaud them for getting that up and going because this is what people need, and we're hearing this day after day after day. So many industries hit so hard, things you don't even think about. There's the obvious, the restaurants and the bars and the people who work there and the stores being closed, the Macy's, the box stores, all that kind of stuff. But there are so many other jobs that you just don't, you're just not processing in your head, oh my gosh, of course, that's why they were furloughed, or that's what happened, that makes sense. We've had a record 6.6 million workers look for unemployment with the COVID-19 surge in layoffs. And of course, even if somebody was tucking some money away, they weren't planning for everything to crater the way that it did. By the way, Facebook pledged $40 million as well to U.S. small businesses, so that's good. Any money they can heap out there is a very, very good thing. Disney is furloughing. Of course they are. They're going to start April 19th because of the coronavirus. So some of the layoffs are starting to happen a little bit later, and some of them already have happened. So I think that 6.6, of course, that is going to shoot up, I think, in a very, very big way. By the way, 5,949 dead so far in the U.S. from the coronavirus. This and that to lighten the load next.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad.
All right, so it's time for what I like to call This or That. It's when we bring Eric, the technical maestro for this show, into the from the waiting area or the studio into the spotlight. Hey, Eric, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I mean, we're alive, right? We're vertical.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. I think we've got a guest coming up, and that's the name of his book. He talks about the sun's up on vertical, and his story's really good, and he talks about that. And when I talked to him off the air, that's what he said. He said, are you vertical today? I'm vertical. I like that. I'm vertical. All right, so this or that. If you had the chance to be on a game show, family, and you have these two choices, Family Feud or Jeopardy, which would you choose?
I'll go with Family Feud.
So, in your family, who do you think would be good to put? Would you have to use everybody?
Yeah, the more the merrier, I guess.
Yeah, I think you have to pick. I think there's like five people that do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
But you'd go with the Family Feud.
I would be horrible at Jeopardy, so.
Yeah, me too. I'd have to go with, by default, I'd have to go with Family Feud. Because I'm the person who answers it after the fact. Like the super brilliant brainiacs who smash the buzzer before it even leaves Trebek's lips. And then you have to form in the, you know, you have to say it in the form of a question. I think I would gunk it up. Unless I just, the categories really matched up with me. I agree. Family Feud would be less pressure.
Yeah, more fun, hopefully.
More fun, less. And I'm all about less pressure, more fun. All right, so you have a choice between cake, you know, having a giant slice of cake, or a blueberry muffin. Which do you pick?
The blueberry muffin.
Why? You don't like cake?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of cake. I don't know. It kind of tastes the same to me. I don't know, like... yeah, just cake doesn't interest me as much as, like, a blueberry muffin, I guess. I don't know.
Well, blueberry muffins are different, so they're all different depending on who makes them. So no two muffins are made alike, so I'd agree with that. I'd probably go with the muffin, too, because I'm not even a big sweet eater, but I would probably go with the muffin over cake. I probably would, because I think you're right. It's the texture of the cake. It's the same.
Yeah, and cakes are, like, you know, more common for you have them every year for your birthday, usually, you know, when you're growing up at least, so I think
right.
I'm burnt out on cake from that.
Burnt out on cake.
Yeah, I don't know.
That should be on your resume, burnt out on cake. I like it, burnt out on cake. All right, how about this one? This is common for everybody listening. You can relate to this. So you have these choices. Which are you? Sleep in late or get up early?
I like both, but I like getting up early if I'm not too tired, because then you get all the joys of being up early, like coffee and the sunrise and things like that, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on the coffee thing. And, of course, I've only seen a handful of sunrises, but there is something about having a weekend where you can snuggle down in the covers and just sleep and not have a phone, not have a time to get up. And that's so rare. So I think it's a tough one to decide. But I know people in my world that work, we'll call them regular hours, so 9 to 5 or whatever, and they get up at 4 o'clock. They work out, they're so disciplined, and then poof, they're drinking their coffee and they're off to the races at 5. I think that's not my idea of early.
Yeah, me too. I hope someday I can hop on that bandwagon.
Right, it's tough to do that, though. All right, how about this? Bake or cook? You have to do one, and your girlfriend wants you to do one for her birthday, so are you going to try baking, or are you going to cook or something?
I'll go with cooking something. I'd probably mess up the cake or whatever. Yeah.
All right, so you'd mess up the cake, so you go with the cooking. I think most men, I could be wrong, would go with the cooking. I think women could be split into baking or cooking. I can do both, but I'm better at cooking because I haven't really, again, I'm not like the huge sweet person, so I don't go for the baking part. And if I'm doing the whole shebang, you know, where you're doing your cooking and then you're baking too. And I think sometimes people are just better at one or the other. I mean, we're in the food era where food shows are popular. People, you know, talk. That's what's been weird about this pandemic, because all the socializing of being at a restaurant or, oh, I like that restaurant, we go to this restaurant. Even if you're an introverted person, you have some watering hole or some place that you go that you like, the tacos or wherever. I've never met someone that didn't have a place that they liked.
Right.
Right? So we're missing out on that, so that's also made people fall into one of those categories. All right, so you have to do this with technology. It's like one or the other. Do you Skype with somebody far away, or do you FaceTime?
What's the difference?
FaceTime's on your phone. If you have an iPhone, poof, you say, call so-and-so, and it goes, they can see you. You're just right there on the phone.
Yeah, I'd rather do that, I guess. Yeah, I don't know why I would do that, either of them, but I'm not a fan of that stuff, I guess. I don't know.
You're not a fan. Thank goodness I know how to do all that stuff, but that's also because I'm a guest on shows and then you have to Skype. Here's a little behind the scenes for people listening. So often, especially now we're seeing it because everybody's quarantined or staying at home is a better way to put that. So you see the celebrities being interviewed or people being interviewed and they're not at television studios or made up. They just have the Skype up, and that's what happens to me when I've been on CNN as a guest or Cheddar or I-24. They say, can you come on the show? And then they're in the set somewhere in New York or wherever, and I'm Skyping so they can see me through the camera. So yeah. You need to get with the program. It's like you're old school.
I am very old school.
You are. That's cool. Yeah, I'm stuck in the 90s. All right, Mr. Stuck in the 90s, how about this? You have a chance to do either one of these activities. Go skiing for a day on wild, crazy runs in Colorado, or try your hand at surfing at Hermosa Beach in California.
I like those options, but I would go with surfing. Yeah, I'm terrible at, like, skiing and snowboarding, so...
Right.
I'd rather try my hand at surfing, I guess.
All right, I like that. So, surfing. Here's what's interesting. I'll just tell you a quick story. So, Manshore, who will be back next week on one or two of our segments, my husband, he lived in California in San Diego, and he's a Texas boy, and he decided, I'm going to try to learn to surf, and he did. He got a board, the whole thing. One time he stepped off the board in Manhattan Beach and he got stung by a stingray, and they had to dip him in iodine because it went all the way up his leg and like froze his leg and his, let's say, private parts and scared him. And then he thought he was fine, went out and did it again, stepped on another one, and the same thing happened and it was actually worse. And then guess what he did? He sold his board.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? You can step on them if you're too close to the pier or whatever, and I guess that's what happened.
Wow. Yeah.
I know. It is. When he tells me that story, I'm like, eh.
That's why I'm iffy about the ocean and the beach.
Like, because of what's in it?
Yeah, just all the unknowns, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that are like that. That, you know, they don't like the ocean because they're afraid of what lies beneath. And then we watched too many Shark Week things, I think. So you have a choice between these two things. You can spend an afternoon with a 10,000 piece puzzle, or you can play cards. Which do you take?
Cards.
Of course.
Now I want to
play cards.
Now I've been missing the casino. Even though I don't usually go, it's like ever since the coronavirus hit, I'm like, oh, I miss the casino.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I used to live in Vegas, and it's an interesting, we'll talk about this sometime on the air, and it's interesting the relationship people have when you live there to the casino, but I'm a card player, so it would be cards for me. I don't have the patience for putting together pieces of a puzzle, especially 10,000 piece puzzle. That would be crazy. All right, Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hill-Rom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is Jeff Berman. He's written a book called The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. One person's traversing through cancer to remission. And we had the greatest off-air conversation about this. And again, without further ado, let's introduce him. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
So take me back to the day when you got the diagnosis that you had cancer and what that was like.
Well, after being uncomfortable for the better part of a month and my doctor not figuring out what it was, he said, "Now you've got me worried. I want an MRI." 4 hours after the MRI, he calls me and says, "Well, I got the test results back, and they're not good." And I asked him to replay the tape, and he said, "Nope, that's live. It's not Memorex." And my wife came out of a restaurant, looked at me, raised her hands and with a question mark. I put my thumbs down, and her eyes got wide, and hello, I now have cancer.
Wow. So you hear that diagnosis, and then you get automatically into overdrive, I imagine, and you're researching, figuring out what you're doing, talking to doctors, and that had to be such a whirlwind of the complicated process of trying to figure out where you're going. What was that like?
Once you put your life on pause, because there were other things that were going on in my life at the time, like everybody else, you take a deep breath, then you learn to trust the doctor. And one of the first things he said to me was, "Don't believe what's on the internet because it's out of date." And that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, "Ooh, hello." fortunately or unfortunately, my mother-in-law was near the end of her life from her third round of fighting breast cancer. And my wife knew what to do and how to do it. And the short answer was, the doctor gets the first vote. My wife got the second vote. And if there were any votes left, then I got it. So you can imagine how many votes I got over the course of a year.
So you're on the other side, and you take us through that journey in your book, but what is it that you want people to take away from? I love the title, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. Get it on Amazon.
Well, the takeaway, at least as I see it, is we can choose to live our lives negatively, positively, or in neutral. I just find that if I get up every day and I can see the sun, it's got to be better than the alternatives. And especially as we watch the numbers just accelerate from COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. Okay, but let's find a way to be positive. That's what I did. That's what the book really chronicled, was my attempt at getting through every day. Now, I didn't write something down every day, but yeah, pretty much I tried to find something lighthearted, or at least to remind me that, hey, I'm alive. I've got two kids. At the time, I had a grandson on the way. Why do I want to sit here sulking? That just uses up energy. And I think it's still true today.
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that the truth? And it's interesting, too, because you're the dad. You've got grandkids. You talked about family and what your wife was going through and your profession. You're this former president of the American Bankruptcy Institute, and you authored lots of books and law review articles and journal pieces. And you talk about that even in the Amazon editorial review, they have that on the details about you. And I looked that up. So people think of you as strong and, you know, this is this guy. Boy, what has he done in the past 40 years? And that's business versus personal. What was that like for the people who knew you in that other role finding out, and how supportive were they?
In many respects, scarier than hell.
Eh.
Pardon my saying it that way. One of our friends said, you know, no offense, I'm glad it's you and not me, because I don't think I could make it. But, you know, it kind of sets you back on your heels, and here's this 11,000-member organization, and I don't know every member, but I probably can spot and identify 500 to 1,000 people at the various conferences, and suddenly I'm off the shelf. I can't help. I can't participate except by phone. Okay, then I'll participate by phone. That's what you do. And the personal friends, I mean, we had moved into our new home 2 weeks earlier after we got the diagnosis. We didn't know anybody. Yeah, but people on the block started reaching out. There was a weekly bocce game. They said, hey, come play. So they wrapped me up in a blanket if it was after a chemo cycle, and I sat and watched them play. Or I sat in the bowling alley in long pants and a sweater and a baseball cap while my wife bowled. Now, a year later, somebody said, I didn't know, who are you? And they said, I'm Autumn's husband. I didn't know you bowled. Of course, I'd been sitting behind the lane for a year. Hello. But the book was a way to keep people apprised of what was going on who didn't want to reach out and bother us. And the people that we're really close to called any day of the week, any hour of the day. And if I was asleep, my wife answered the phone. You know, that's what we did until you, for example, I got the phone call from the doctor and says, oh, by the way, I need to admit you tonight because we've had you on the wrong antibiotics for 2 weeks. Antibacterial. Well, I'm at the car dealership. Do you need me right now? She said, no, you can come later in the day. Okay. I'm getting my car service. Hello. But it took them 10 days to figure out what type of bacteria I had. And it was a bacteria they see less than 1% of the time. So, of course, the antibiotic I was on fed the stupid thing instead of knocking it down. Ooh, okay, so you get Bactrim intravenously and then for 6 months after that. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, you just get up and say, okay, we're off we go. It ain't the yellow brick road by any way, shape, or form. But here I am today, it's April 2nd, and it's 6 years later, and on April 8th, I celebrate 6 years from getting a stem cell transplant and my first grandson born. That's pretty neat. And it's a reason to get up in the morning, see the sun, and be happy.
So when people read this, that's exactly what you want them to take away from your book, right?
Yes. Make no mistake, Kate, there are bad days. And I've had plenty of them since this all started. But none of them are as bad as not being here.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. And the book, again, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. We're speaking with Jeff Berman. So you go through that, and as you said, here it is, 6 years later, things have changed, obviously, with your health. What does it feel like to be on the other end of that this many years?
I wish I knew a really fun answer for you. You know, some days I feel great. Some days I just slog through, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't know why I'm here. I say, you know, thank you to the staff at the City of Hope in Doherty, California, outside of Pasadena. It's one of the National Cancer Institute facilities, leader in the bone marrow stem cell transplant world. But everything they did for me worked, and I'm really grateful. As one of the social workers said to me when I was really getting concerned, because every time somebody walked in, oh, you're doing great. Okay, I'm starting to worry because everybody's telling me I'm doing great. And I asked the gal, are you blowing smoke up my... And she said, no, we have too many people who go from this room to ICU who don't get out.
Oh, wow.
So I don't question it. I don't know why. But I cherish every day. I mean, I'm 66 now, two grandsons. The second one happened to be born on my 65th birthday. And no, I had nothing to do with picking either dates. But gee whiz, I have whatever life I have left, I get to enjoy. It could have been over 6 years ago. It's not. Thank you very much. Knock on wood, knock on my head, I don't care. What a wonderful thing and gift. Plus, I don't have to listen to my two daughters crying that, Dad, you weren't supposed to die until you were 150. Yeah, okay, good luck with that one. But that's really what it feels like, Kate. Every day is an adventure. Yeah, I've had plenty of crappy days. I've seen plenty of people suffer. We've got a friend in Detroit who's fighting COVID-19. So, you know, everybody knows somebody type thing. Yeah, well, everybody does. But we take it one day at a time. And you and I talked before about turning the news off. Because if all you do is watch the news every day, you're going to get depressed. And sooner or later, you're going to take it out on something. God forbid you kick the dog or the cat, or you throw a pot or pan at your spouse, or you beat your kid up because of the stress. Turn it off. Turn some music on. If you can take a walk, take a walk. Socially distancing, of course. Now wearing masks. But get outside. See the sun. Breathe the air. And enjoy the fact that we have this time. I was talking to a lawyer a couple of days ago. And I could hear his kids in the background. As we were finishing the call, I said, go enjoy your kids for a little bit. You may never get this chance again to have this much time with them. While still working, go outside and play with them on the swing or wherever they were. And he said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And that's it, you know.
That's it, vertical.
I don't know how else to do it, because otherwise I'm going to drag myself down, eat or drink myself into oblivion, and be of no help to my kids, my wife, our friends. I'm still working to a degree, so to the industry I'm in. Nah, not going to live my life that way. I'm going to stay upright every day as best I can. That's it.
This is the perfect place to end this, because you're right. It's a good lesson in that about staying vertical. The sun is up. I'm vertical. It's a good day. Jeff Berman, great conversation. Pick up his book on Amazon.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Kate.
Day. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Family all the time. Ask yourself this question. Are you a recycler or wish cycler? I love that term. So we have Jeremy Walters on with us. He's a sustainability expert, Republic Services. He's a sustainability ambassador. I love that title. So Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what, and I use that word wish cycler. So who is a wish cycler? What does that mean?
I think there's a lot more wish cyclers out there than people realize. And if you are ever standing over your recycling bin, holding something in your hand, and internally asking yourself, should I put this in the recycling bin? Should I not? And then you ultimately toss it in the recycling bin thinking, hey, you know what? Republic Services will figure it out. They're the experts. You, my friend, are a wish cycler. So we got to get educated.
That's me. I'm going to confess. That is me. I do that all the time. All right, so you have to educate me. Educate us, please. So what are some of the good do's and don'ts that we have to know?
So let's keep it really simple and real high level, and we'll do three tips. And number one is know what to throw. So keep it to the cardboard, the paper, metal cans, plastic bottles. drugs, and that's it. If it's not part of one of those broader categories, it certainly doesn't belong in the recycling bin. The last two items that I listed bring us to tip number two, metal cans, plastic bottles, and drugs. They're designed to hold food or liquid, right? We do have to rinse them out. It is very important we practice what we call empty, clean, dry. So take that soup can, squirt a little bit of water in there, swirl it around, and then tap it dry before you toss it in the recycling bin. It's very important that you do that because if, that tomato soup spills out on paper or cardboard, unfortunately, we have to throw the paper or cardboard away. Yes, when we don't want to do that. So tip number three, very important, certainly last but not least, is keep it loose. When you actually collect all your recyclables, you prepare them properly, and you get ready to go toss them in the bin, don't bag them. If you bag them in a big plastic trash bag, we sort through one thing at a time, so that not only hinders us from being able to sort through it, that plastic bag has the potential to wrap and tangle around the sorting equipment, causing inefficiencies or ultimately jams.
Wow, I didn't even know that. So no plastic bag. I mean, it's like it's a lot of places have those big containers that look like oversized trash bins. So that would be the example of it gets dumped, but don't have a bunch of plastic bags in there.
Yeah, don't bag the recyclables and don't even take grocery bags themselves and place them in the recycling bin. There's a lot of retailers, a lot of grocery stores nowadays have the little drop-off point at the front of the store where you can actually take your grocery bags, put them back in there. That's considered source-separated material. It's not mixed with bottles and cans and paper, so it doesn't go through a traditional recycling process. But the flexible plastics, we call them, flexible plastics is the grocery bags, the bubble wrap, if you shop on Amazon, all the padding material that comes inside your box, those flexible, malleable bags and wrappers have no place in your curbside recycling bin.
Yeah, wow, that makes sense. Now it makes sense to me. What are the common items that you see that pop up that shouldn't be in the recycling bin? And the tips you told us what we should do, but what do we see that people keep doing over and over again?
We see that folks throw a lot of material in there that could have been suitable for reuse. And the key word right there is reuse. It is very different than recycling. They're both very important when it comes to sustainability. But if you throw in old clothes, shoes, toys, electronics, things that were still usable, maybe you outgrew them, if they're still usable, you've got to keep them out of the waste stream. We don't take those things out and bring them to a Goodwill or a Salvation Army. You have to actually donate those yourself. Keeping things out of the waste stream is the most sustainable thing that you can do, but you'd be surprised how many of those things that we see. You know, we get interesting items like bowling balls and car parts, and then even on the grocery side, we see baby diapers.
Oh, yeah, don't do that, boy. All right, so pay attention to that. Yeah, pay attention to that. I read a little bit about your background. I have to ask you this. So you're from Southern California, and you got a bachelor's degree in environmental studies with a minor in solar and renewable energy. So this is your gift. You get it. Did you think that we would be in this place where we are now, or did you think we'd be further along when it comes to recycling and also even solar? I'll throw that out there.
Yeah, I think that there's some growth that we can do when we talk about sustainability as a whole. I think that, surprisingly, it's taken a little time to catch on, but I'm hopeful, and I see that more people are interested in it. More people want to do the right thing. Recycling is becoming a very interesting topic to folks, and, over at our company, we actually try to invite people to come tour the recycling center so they can see the process firsthand. So I think sustainability as a whole is becoming more of a household topic, which is a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. All right, so people can go to recyclingsimplified.com for more info, right?
Yes, they can. It's an awesome website, and they have the fundamental recycling tips as well as the acceptable stream that you can do no matter where you live in the country.
Love it. Jeremy Walter, Sustainability Ambassador, Republic Services, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow, so it's really true. Manshore and I always have this argument. He's a guy that likes to recycle. And when he first met me, because I had read some confusing things about it, I was just not good at it. Like, I would recycle, but I think what Jeremy told us, I certainly didn't do some of the grosser things, but I didn't get what was obvious, what to recycle. Now it's a whole different thing, especially when he talks about you know, what you have to do with it. In other words, the example I thought was so key, if you're listening to me anywhere, is when you have those soup cans and you don't rinse it out or whatever it is, beans, whatever you have, and then it spills out on the cardboard, boy, you're just wasting that whole effort. So you got to remember to do that. It's just that one little extra step, and then it'll get recycled. And, you know, it's not about clothing and tools. He talked about that. That's something that you can reuse. Somebody could use it, so you donate it. But I think people occasionally get confused. I don't think it's on purpose, but they think, oh, yeah, clothes, material, and that's definitely, definitely not it. So their website, I mentioned it, the Recycling Simplified, and there are great, he was right about that, there are great resources on the website talking about the empty, clean, dry, which I just mentioned about the food and the liquid. Also, what he also mentioned, knowing what to throw, cardboard, paper, metal cans, plastic, bottles, jugs, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, some other little basic tips on what you can do and how you can just get better at becoming a person who recycles. And listen, I think some amazing things are happening with recycling. There's even a shoe company. They make these incredible shoes. They're called Rothy, and they make them out of recycled plastic, you know, like the bottles and stuff. And they look like high-end women's flat shoes. It's crazy. So people are also pretty creative with some of what ultimately is recycled. And they also talk about pre-cycling. So pre-cycling is about reducing your impact on what goes into the waste stream by purchasing and using things that are unpackaged, reusable, or recycled. I'm noticing in my grocery store, of course, you know, whether you're picking them up outside, that's a little bit of a different story now these days. But when you're inside the market, what I've noticed in my neighborhood, it doesn't matter if someone's on the older end or the younger end. I'm seeing that a lot of people are bringing their own bottle, their own bag, so bottled water, that kind of stuff. A lot of people are doing that. And then also bringing their own bag, their own grocery bags, instead of dealing with what he talked about, the whole plastic bag things. And it's interesting because it's really, I think at first when people were doing use the bag, and again, in my neighborhood, I wasn't really seeing that very much. Now I'm seeing that a lot more. So, yay, and that's a certain impact right there, because unfortunately what happens with those plastic bags can be so deadly, period, for our world. I remember being in Hawaii, beautiful Hawaii, one of those lucky trips I went on, and they were talking to me about what was happening with a lot of the marine life with bags. And I had the chance to scuba dive, and I saw it for myself, and it was scary to me because I thought, boy, that's awful. Now I totally really get this. Then how stupid. You have a plastic bag, and someone tosses it into the water or whatever, and where's that going? That's destroying whatever the marine life is. So I've loved having him on because this is a debate, like I said, that we have in my own home about what do you recycle, what don't you recycle. So pay attention. I think it's good stuff. And you can go to recyclingsimplified.com. Stay with us.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.